So thank you very much for coming. Good afternoon. You are very welcome to our committee. We have a meeting in the different format. We have now the chair here and chairwoman of this committee. Pedro Mota Soares is member of our parliament, of our committee, and also coordinator of the group of the CDS-PP in this committee. So thank you for this meeting. We have already read your position, a joint position for the Eastern Partnership, and we are here to listen to you.
So, Madam Chairman, distinguished members of Portuguese Parliament, ladies and gentlemen, let me, on behalf of my colleagues from Ukraine and Moldova, express our sincere thanks and appreciation for this opportunity to be here and to discuss our interesting subject, which is related with the upcoming summit in Brussels of Eastern Partnership. In fact, we are campaigning in every capital of the European Union, both the legislation and executive bodies. So last week we had the meeting in the Foreign Affairs Committee. Now we are here and we are very grateful for these possibilities. From the beginning, let me underline our joint position regarding the importance of Eastern Partnership as an instrument, which was initiated in 2009 by Sweden and Poland, and it's a very important instrument in order to strengthen our democratic institutions and also to have to follow the values of the European Union, the fundamental principles of international law. It's very helpful for our countries. Since 2009, we had the different developments among the members of Eastern Partners. We three countries are more advanced because that we are holder of association agreement. Also, we are holder of the deep and comprehensive free trade agreements with European Union. It's also our privilege to have a free visa regime in the Schengen area of European Union. So that's why our positions, it's very close. We have the joint position, and we kindly ask you, all EU members, to consider our proposals regarding the upcoming summit. Let me brief you a little bit about our four priorities, which is we hope to see in the final document, which is a declaration of the summit. First of all, it's not the secret, we have the European choice and European aspiration, and we think and we hope that some days Ukraine, Moldova and Georgia will become the members of European Union. Of course, it's a very high ambition, but it's one of the important foreign policy priorities. Let me say a few words that recently we had the official visit of Georgian president, and during the meeting between the president of Portugal, Marcelo Rebelo Sousa, and the president, Georgi Margvelashvili, when we discussed the subject, this precise subject, and he emphasized our president, the joint position of our three countries. So His Excellency, Minister of Foreign Affairs of Portuguese Republic, had a comment on this regard. Let me say a little bit about this. First of all, he expressed that Portugal, in general, supporting the idea that some days every European countries can be the member of the European Union. At the same time, he emphasized that taking account that the current challenges and the current situation in the European Union, it's not the right time to discuss the enlargement subject. And thirdly, he admitted that despite this situation, he's quite optimistic and he hopes that it will be a step forward in terms of aspirations of our three countries towards European Union. So we are very satisfied of this position. And we hope that other countries also will have more or less the same positions. So let me back to our four priorities. First priority relates with the political dimension. It's our we kindly ask to European Union that to keep open door policy in this document, to reiterate this important subject on the document. Again, we understand the situation. It's, well, not right time, but at the same time, it's very important and strong message to have all Eastern Partnership countries, especially for us who are more looking towards the European choice and European aspirations. Second priorities relates with some discussion of some new flexible instruments towards, which is give us the possibility to become more closer to European Union. Of course, we are, as I mentioned, holders of association agreement, deep and comprehensive free trade agreement, and we are trying to implement these two very important document. And you know, we are doing it bilaterally with European Union the document of association agenda, and we have quite good assessment, three of our countries, regarding of implementation of this, in fact, the annual action plan of our relations with the European Union. But at the same time, we think that it's the right time to discuss some kind of new flexible instrument to help us in order to become closer to the European Union. Here, I'd like to express the appreciation of our three countries that last week the European Parliament issued the report regarding the Eastern Partnership, and we appreciate some new ideas and new approaches in this regard, among them some discussion about possible Eastern Partnership Plus format. So we hope that with three countries all already deserve to have some kind of this format. Secondly, it was interesting to heard about to create trust fund for these three countries and for maybe other countries, but festival for these countries, three countries. Of course, it's very important, and we appreciate these ideas of the European Parliament, and we hope to have the same approach from the legislative part of the European Union, in particular from the European Commission. Third priority, it relates with more market opportunities and the business. So for us, it's very important to have as much as possible the business activities with European Union. DCFTA give us the brilliant possibilities to increase. In terms of Georgia, for instance, nowadays, recently, the European Union become the number one trade partner for Georgia. So I know that the very good records in Ukraine and in Moldova on this regard. Still, we have the room to work in this direction, and we are ready and we are working. A lot of our products and goods already in euro market, and also we have the goods from the European countries. And we think it's still, we have the possibilities of market opportunities and new investments to our three countries. We're already participating in the several EU programs, EU initiatives to support bringing association state closer to EU's specialized agencies and programs. It's, I think, that one of the important direction between our relations. We think that's very important to continue integration with the TENET network, for instance, to be more active in the energy security programs, also to have further developments in terms of academic mobility and scientific exchange. We are quite active in the several EU programs like the Leonardo da Vinci, Monet, Horizon 2020, Erasmus Plus, Erasmus Mundus. And, but still, we think and we feel that we have a room of, and the potential to work more active in this direction, and we kindly ask you to consider this and to support us to have this subject in the final document. And last but not least, of course, it's a subject related with the crisis management and the conflict resolution of three of our countries. Because it's a, unfortunately, due to the aggressive policy of Russian Federation, all three our countries suffering from this policy with the almost the same approaches from Russian Federation, starting with conflict, support of separatists, also occupation of our territories, and even annexation in terms of Crimea. So it's a very painful subject issue for us, and we appreciate very much the involvement of European Union of resolution, of course, the peaceful resolution of this conflict. We have the several international discussions. For instance, in terms of Georgia, we have Geneva international discussions, and the European Union is the co-chair of this very important. We're also in Ukraine, in Moldova, the activities of European Union, its union in this regard quite high, but we think that still we can quote that to on the European Union to be more active in this regard. Of course, in our side, we hope and we think that we should not be only consumer of the security, but provider as well. That's why we try to be active in the CSDP of European Union. For instance, in our case, we are in Central Asia and Central African Republic, sorry, and Mali in the EU operations. So we hope that in the future to be to have the other developments on these directions. So this is a briefly that in order to not waste your time. Yes, and finally, let me also add that also, of course, we follow the developments in Brussels between our mission, between the European Commission. So we know that it's some developments about the declaration of this summit, but we hope to have even more, and that's why we are here and trying to ask you on this regard to support this very important initiative, which is the Eastern Partnership. And by the way, it's symbolically today we have the visit of the foreign minister of Sweden and Poland in Tbilisi, which is another manifestation to support for our three countries' European choice and European aspiration. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ambassador. It was a very detailed and a very good explanation of your four priorities for that is very well explained also in the document you have here for the joint communication for the Eastern Partnership. We have here our member of Bloco de Esquerda that joined us, Mr. Pedro Soares. So now I give the floor to Mrs. Margarida Marques from the Socialist Party.
Thank you very much. I don't know if I need to speak English or can I speak Portuguese? No, it's better in English.
I think you all understand Portuguese. Yes.
No, but I can do it in English. It's not. It's only for local point of view.
Yes, we have the classic position to speak always the Portuguese, our mother tongue. If you don't mind,
little bit, but it's okay.
Okay, yeah, I try to speak slow, so it's easier. Thank you very much. Queria começar por agradecer a vossa presença e agradecer a sua apresentação on behalf dos três países, Geórgia, Moldávia e Ucrânia. E penso que a apresentação que nos fez sobre as quatro prioridades permitem-nos perceber melhor a declaração conjunta. E isso agradecemos. Sabíamos desde o início desta presidência da União Europeia de que a Estónia atribuiu ao Eastern Partnership uma prioridade da sua presidência e, portanto, esta cimeira que se vai realizar no dia 24 de novembro é, digamos, o coroário, a consequência lógica desta prioridade por parte da presidência estónia, que teve, evidentemente, o apoio dos restantes Estados-membros da União Europeia. Eu li atentamente esta declaração, esta proposta de declaração. Sei que amanhã passará em Correper, em Bruxelas, e que não tem, à partida, reservas importantes que inviabilizem um apoio a esta declaração. Gostaria apenas de fazer alguns comentários relativamente à apresentação do Sr. Embaixador. E achei interessante a forma como colocou, digamos, os próximos tempos da relação entre estes três países e a União Europeia. Todos nós sabemos que até 2019 não haverá qualquer alargamento, foi esse o compromisso do Sr. Juncker no Parlamento Europeu, mas também não sabemos qual será a abertura dos países relativamente a futuros alargamentos após 2019. Por isso, parece-me muito importante que se procurem, nesta fase e até lá, o desenvolvimento ou o estabelecimento de acordos de associação, Association Agreement, ou outras formas de cooperação. Achei interessante a referência do Sr. Embaixador à questão ao relatório do Parlamento Europeu. Todos nós sabemos que a União Europeia é muito criativa na procura de soluções não formais quando as soluções formais não estão abertas e tem uma enorme capacidade em conseguir formalizar aquilo que são abordagens informais, diria, e desse ponto de vista eu acho que o relatório do Parlamento Europeu poderá ajudar. Evidentemente que é importante que a Geórgia, a Ucrânia, a Moldávia possam participar em todos os programas europeus. O Erasmus Mundus apareceu para isso, para permitir que países que não são Estados-membros da União Europeia pudessem participar no programa Erasmus. E, portanto, esse esforço de participação nesses programas parece-nos fundamental, porque é uma forma de partilhar os interesses comuns dos países e da União Europeia. Permita-me destacar, e termino já, Sra. Presidente, que não nos colocou o limite de tempo, permita-me apenas que destaque a importância que é para nós, neste contexto da União Europeia, referindo-me inclusivamente ao próprio interior da União Europeia, ou seja, aos países que são Estados-membros da União Europeia, a reafirmação do commitment para o desenvolvimento de valores como a democracia, a liberdade, o Estado de Direito e a dignidade humana, que são valores fundamentais da União Europeia. Muito obrigada, Sra. Presidente.
Muito obrigada, Sra. Deputada Margarida Marques. Agora tem a palavra o Sr. Deputado Pedro Soares, a quem eu peço também que seja breve, porque temos uma reunião a seguir.
Extremamente, apenas para cumprimentar a delegação, agradecer a documentação enviada e a exposição feita. E por isso, mais breve do que isto, Sr. Presidente, creio que seria difícil.
Muito obrigada, Sr. Deputado Pedro Soares. Não temos connosco os coordenadores do Partido Social Democrata, nem a vice-presidente que representaria também o Partido Comunista. Eu, na minha posição de isenção e imparcialidade enquanto presidente da mesa da Assembleia desta comissão, reservo-me não expressar a minha posição política, mas posso sempre adiantar que estas quatro prioridades que aqui foram expressas pelo Sr. Embaixador da Geórgia, em nome dos três países que assinam esta Joint Communication and Partnership, são prioridades que não violam, não violentam, nem vão contra aquilo que é a normal aceitação das diligências que um membro ou países que pretendem aderir no futuro à União Europeia se propõem fazer. E neste particular, eu gostaria de salientar como questão prioritária, importante e particularmente benéfica, sob o ponto de vista da unidade e da expressão da segurança enfim, dos valores que nos unem, que são os valores fundadores da União, a questão da gestão de crises. É importante, muito importante, no momento que atravessamos, que esta prioridade esteja expressa em países que têm as particularidades que têm os três países, os vossos três países, e também em termos da vizinhança da União Europeia relativamente aos países vizinhos, obviamente. Por isso, dizendo isto, digo também que é sempre incerto, temporalmente incerto, o processo de adesão de novos países à União Europeia, como foi aqui dito pela Sra. Vice-Presidente Margarida Marques, e nós simpatizamos sempre com uma aproximação que aprofunde e torne mais apertadas e mais solidárias as posições dos países que demonstram ter vontade de aderir e de cumprir os requisitos e os critérios para a adesão à União Europeia. A União Europeia, como sabem, é um projeto sempre em construção. E sendo sempre um projeto em construção como é, e tendo por base a prosperidade e a paz e a solidariedade, e estando estes três países manifestamente, os países que representam manifestamente nesta linha de entendimento, entendemos também que o futuro não será negativo, será com certeza um futuro de esperança para os objetivos que agora estão bem expressos nesta vossa declaração conjunta. E dizendo isto, dou a palavra ao Sr. Embaixador da Geórgia para concluirmos a nossa reunião, que foi pequena, curta, em termos temporais, mas muito proveitosa, e não quero deixar de terminar a reunião sem desejar os maiores sucessos para esta vossa cimeira no próximo dia 24 de novembro em Bruxelas.